1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 234. Sketch 465. Part of the Union.
That was a forceful clap at my end. That was quite a juicy one. People did it with gusto, I think.
You've taken over my clap commentary.
Yeah, I've taken the clap mantle. I'm the clap man. Oh, no, sorry. don't. Delete that, otherwise you've got a sketch.
That's Richard's theme tune from now on.
Right, so what we have here is a two-man job. Man one is called John. Should we say Simon? And man two is Will. Let's say Richard.
Thank you.
So I hear you got the job then.
Yep. Off to Brussels to join the old gravy train.
Oh yeah? Bisto or Paxo?
Not that kind of gravy.
Oh right, some sort of fancy French gravy then.
No, of course not.
Ah, Brussels. Gotcha. Belgian gravy.
No, it's not actual gravy, actually.
Then what's the train made of? Things that are a bit like graves?
No, stop. There is no train made of gravy. I got a job at the EU.
Okay, so you're riding this gravy train to get there?
No, gravy train means I get loads of expenses.
Expenses in the form of gravy? Who'd want expenses made of gravy?
Look, I'm not doing anything with gravy.
Why did you say that then?
I thought it would be funny.
You thought wrong. And that's dedicated to my friend Will, who works in the EU.
No.
Did you release this sketch in 2016 to help the country make its decision?
This is 2015.
Well, it was definitely written
a year before
we left the EU. Otherwise, it would be a bit redundant. I suppose it could have been written from the point of view of an Irishman or something.
Well, I mean, we're still in the EU, so fuck you guys. Oh, okay, I live in this country, so I'm kind of fucked anyway, but, you know. I got my EU passport, so, you know.
I mean, in fairness, anybody can get a job in the EU. It's just more paperwork. You don't
but probably not
have to
for
be a
EU.
I think you can get a job working for the EU if you're not a member, live in a member state, can you? Maybe not.
I know.
I've said that and perhaps it's wrong.
Listeners, write in if you know anything about the employment possibilities of the EU.
Well, that's the mailbag swamped.
Yeah. Well, does anyone know where the term gravy train comes from? That must have some kind of origin and something interesting.
Is it related to gravy boats, possibly? I don't know.
It's
just
the John Candy film, isn't it? Gravy boats, gravy trains, and yeah, gravy planes. I think gravy's just luxurious, isn't it? It's not that luxurious, but you know what I mean? Having gravy on your dinner every day would be quite a big deal in 1914 or something.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Anyway, there you go.
Gravy done.
Gravy out.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Richard Catherall and Simon Toohey. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.